on Snapchat? Dude, that you want to get into dating? You got to get your Snapchat game lit. Yeah, I ain't seen you snapping.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We open the whole thing up with GWK Culture is Dead by Kirby Crackle. Bear, what is up?
You know, semester started.
Semester started. Sorry,
a little
everyone.
Bit of a false start.
Is there a football term for that? Yeah.
Is it false start? Is that it?
We're going to have a fumble. We're going to have a...
What do you jock fans tell me?
There's a...
we have a fumble on the goal line.
You're not directing aircraft over here. This is the show where we talk about nerd geek stuff, and we didn't have a show last week because...
Why would that be?
Well, Southern Louisiana, for those that listen online, Southern Louisiana, as you know by now, flooded.
Yes, it did.
You were safe.
Conveniently safe, actually.
Yeah, I wasn't. I actually took water in my house. I am okay, clearly. This isn't like a piece together show. I mean, it's pieced together because that's just how we do shows.
I can't come up with a witty comment.
But it's not like we're, you know, I'm fairly comfortable right now. Everything is pretty good. My walls are kind of broken down. I could see in one big giant, my house is one big giant room right now.
That actually, so you have like a studio house.
Well, it's hard because I can still see where the rooms are supposed to be and the walls are supposed to be. And it's going to be very expensive. And I don't think FEMA gave me enough money to replace it because I wasn't in a flood zone. But neither here nor there. Nothing to bring into this show.
I don't own a home.
We're back. We're here.
From outer
wherever
space.
Where were you? If this
and
is...
you just walked in to see our face.
Come on.
Keep going.
I can't do this anymore.
You can do it.
Okay, you know what? If you are an NRE freshman, thank you so much for choosing Southeastern.
You found this show. Good job.
You found this show.
You're going to have a great 9 years.
We've been doing it for a while. And if you're coming back and you're coming back to see the show and see everything and you want to hear about what we've been doing over the summer, head over to our website. Bear, what is the website?
Our website is exppoints.com. Remember, double tet the P.
We're also on social media. Please like, subscribe, follow, tweet. Twit, do anything to us on the show, on those places, on our social media landing page. That's exppoints.com/social. You can check out YouTube, Twitter, Google+, Steam community, tons of stuff. And if you'd like to donate money.
I like money.
PayPal and Patreon, we're on there. We have all of our previous shows that we've cut together. I think I'm about 3 or 4 shows behind, honestly. But they're cut. They're there. You got to post them on the website. So you can also sync us up on Stitcher for Android and iTunes for Apple people. So
the Apple's people.
We're going to cut to two songs. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what we did for the last 2 weeks. We already kind of alluded to the wet things we did. Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcore and Boom 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 by Dan Bull. Let's throw another one in there. Let's call it Critical Hit. Critical Hit by No More Kings. 3 songs. We'll hit you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Critical Hit by No More Kings. Before that, Boom 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 by Dan Bull. And we opened the entire block up with Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcore. Bear, this is the segment where we talk about what we did last week. What did you do last week? I guess the last 2 weeks.
Okay, we'll go last 2 weeks. Well, I didn't flood,
right.
So I'm lucky with that.
Rip.
And I also discovered Heaven is Real.
Okay.
I found Innocent Covington.
Okay.
It's called Second and Charles.
Oh, yeah.
This incredible, mind-blowing...
Second and Charles is amazing.
...used bookstore and things.
It's amazing. It's purely our opinion.
No, I'm pretty sure that's empirically true that it's heaven.
We can't prove it.
I think we can.
Okay.
We have a case for God.
What have you... You have a toy.
I do. It's colored like poop.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird. You can't tell me that's not
you've
poop.
You've got a Nintendo DS.
DSi. Which
XL.
Is... Yeah, XL. Which
how
is
many
the,
letters are they going to add to that?
This
Nintendo
is the
DSi XL
version
MNOP.
Before the 3DS.
Okay.
So, as many of you know, my 3DS randomly died, and I don't want to spend like $200 and get a new one.
Okay.
Yet, and I was playing Pokemon Soul Silver, and that's a DS game, so hence the
DSi.
Okay,
so you don't really need anything special then.
If I want to go back and play X, or around Christmas, I'll probably get another one.
Okay.
Because the new version is coming out. Sun and Moon, but this will get me through Soul Silver at least, and it was $30.
Oh wow!
So I'm not complaining.
$30 to just play, on the side.
To go ahead and be able to play my Soul Silver again through my cartridge in works great.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I've been playing some Pokemon Soul Silver, and actually got back into Go. Like I kind of just stopped playing like when everything was crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That seems silly. but so last night I actually went out to the lakefront, and dude, there are so many Pokemon at the lakefront.
Right, Magikarps. None of the Magikarps, right?
Oh no, tons of things. Magikarps and everything else. I got a Scyther. It's great. You don't even know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Nope, I don't.
Nope.
I haven't been playing lately.
Yeah, I moved just before the flood, been still unpacking things, and just kind of chilling and not being flooded, and it's really great.
Okay.
So I do feel, I'm sorry for everyone who did flood, and that's kind of, it's super terrible.
Yeah, it was a really weird flood.
It was, you know, not weird. That's a good way to explain it.
Not predicted. 1-in-1,000-year flood is what they're saying, and it's kind of strange, so...
I have something I didn't do this.
What didn't you do?
I didn't break my phone.
You didn't break your phone. That's
so for
something...
those who don't know, I break phones. I'm a bear, right?
It's like your
thing. It's the thing that happens. Yeah, I mean, you notice my phone because it's the one that shattered. So I did shatter my, LG
G2
Flex 2. It eventually shattered, and I got a Nexus 6P. I don't know if they still are, but they were $100 off. So that was cool.
Nice.
Of course, the new one's coming out soon.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that looks nice.
Oh, no. I am in love with this phone. It's great. And it's not broken.
No, it's not broken.
All those things are great.
Well, cool. Yeah. Anything else? Or is that kind of...
No, that's pretty much it. Actually, at Second and Charles, I found out they have a Black Squid Kid amiibo.
Oh.
So that made me happy. I didn't know that existed.
I guess it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, they only have, like, the boy... So I guess there's no black girl squid amiibos.
No, I guess not.
I mean, highly limited market there.
That's Japan's weird about things like that sometimes, right?
Yeah. But yeah, of course the Splatfests are gone, so I don't even know what I'm doing.
No more Splatfests.
I don't know what to do with my life anymore.
I mean, maybe just calm down.
Spend
right?
more money on Star Citizen, you're right.
Well, I mean, that's something you can
I
do.
I wanted so hard to buy the Carrick? Or something today.
I don't even
know what the ship's called, and I wanted to buy it.
I feel like there needs to be a way for me to be like, this is an intervention, and then play the music. You know, you need to stop buying ships on Star Citizen.
I know you can get them if the game ever releases in game without spending money.
Right.
But shut up. I have a problem.
Well, I flooded.
Yeah.
But before I flooded, I was playing some No Man's Sky. And there'll be a little bit more on that later.
Okay, but sort of our
No Man's
Sky.
You know what? I've played a little bit of it, not nearly as much as I don't even know have an hour count or whatever. But I was playing I was playing WoW in preparation for Legion.
I'm
getting my demon,
still upset at you about
getting
that.
My demon invasions going, and then playing No Man's Sky. I was enjoying the exploration, but then the world flooded. I was also looking into expanding the platform a little bit, you know, kind of revamping some of the website stuff, and I guess I could do that. I was also playing a ton of RimWorld. The nice thing is, I think every Friday we've been releasing new stuff on the drinking game.
Okay.
And I haven't made a new video in a few weeks, in 2 or 3 weeks, but there's enough backlog video, I think, that I can keep doing that for another couple weeks, and we'll be good. So that was nice.
I should probably do that.
I think over the last 2 weeks, coming up tomorrow, or coming up, I guess, Saturday,
that's not tomorrow.
The last week at least, I've been demoing my house. Trying to so when you get in a flood, what you have, and I'm sorry if this triggers anyone, because it's one of those things where you need to understand the experience, right? Understand what you're doing, understand what you're going through. The demo experience for me was I got about 16 inches of water in my house, and the way houses work is a lot of stuff in the house is absorbent, so it absorbs the water.
All the insulation
absorbs the water, the drywall, the wood. You have to cut all of that out. And you have to, or cut to a certain point where it is dry completely, and then let it all dry out. Make sure you spray for mold, and then put it all back. Like, put not the
not the original.
Not the original. You buy stuff and you put it all back. So I had never done that with the intention to put it back, not to my house or any other house. I demoed houses when I was in high school, but that was literally just breaking them down so it would be easier to knock them down. Or you know, we never put them back together. Well, now I'm sort of responsible for putting it back together, and it's a very humbling experience, you know, the whole flood thing. There's a lot to be thankful for. And it seems weird to say that, you know, because I'm not super religious or anything. But I have a lot to be thankful for. A lot of people got hit harder than I am.
I don't think you have to be religious to be thankful.
No. But people like to say thankful and blessed are like the same thing. And I don't necessarily.
Don't even get me started.
It's not the same thing. You know, you feel the way you feel. You feel the way you feel.
I get like the hashtag pray for Louisiana and stuff. But,
yeah,
you
feel the way you feel. And this isn't a social commentary on, you know, my religious beliefs or anything. But community was really awesome. People were really, really great the way they came together and talked and helped and got through it. You know, I had a family member with me at the time, my dog with me at the time, and two guys, Jason and his brother. I'll call them out. I don't know that they listen to the show, but in my neighborhood, they got us out in a boat. You know, I was able to get out with my cousin and with my dog, and everything.
I did actually have refugees in my house for about a week.
Yeah.
So.
So that's largely what I've been doing. That's what most of South Louisiana has actually kind of been dealing with, the after effects, the effects and the after effects of this flood. So kind of crazy.
But your PC made it.
Did all your
gaming consoles come out? Okay.
My gaming consoles so far seem like they came out. I can't really do anything with them because
you can just give them away.
I don't have.
I think that's what you should do.
Well, so right now all the flooring in my house is gone.
Right.
And there's just drywall, dust, and stuff everywhere. It's very uncomfortable.
So perfect time for a Rock Band party.
No, not so much. Everything,
dude, you don't have to worry about us wrecking anything.
Okay, let's stop right there. Let's cut to three songs. This is Lightbringer by Pentakill, Power User by MC Frontalot, and Solar Sailor by the Pretty Lights remix by Daft Punk. Before Bear decides to trash my house more.
Fine.
We will catch you after these three songs after the break. My name's MG.
My name's Red Bear.
You've been listening to this on Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm still MG.
Hi, I'm still Red Bear.
You just heard Solar Sailor, the Pretty Lights remix. What?
I spilled water everywhere.
You just heard Solar Sailor, the Pretty Lights remix by Daft Punk. Before that, Power User by MC Frontalot. We opened the entire thing up with Lightbringer by Pentakill. That's about a game I don't play.
I moved the mic. That was probably a bad idea.
Yeah, it's about League of Legends, apparently.
I don't play League either.
Me neither.
We are the worst nerds ever.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry, I tried to get into
it. Now, you know
League.
What? It's something that I didn't talk about last or in the previous segment, but I've used Discord before.
I downloaded Discord forever ago, like when they first talked about it, and then no one was on it, so I didn't use it.
Right.
But now suddenly Discord.
Discord's amazing.
I am all over Discord now. There are so many good chats.
So I've
You're
now.
You're on Discord?
On Discord. We can do it. Yeah, you got me on Telegram.
I got you on that Snapchat.
I can do, I'm not.
You gotta start snapping. I'm gonna snap you. Dude, you're on my story. Wait for it.
But yeah, so Discord, don't put me on your story. He's snapping me right now.
Man,
anyway, Discord's a thing, and I hadn't really ever done much with it, but I got invited to a couple servers, and especially with playing WoW, and it was pretty cool. I enjoyed that. So let's talk about some of our big stories, and we're gonna go ahead and talk about a couple of them, play some more music, and I guess end out the show.
Let's do that.
So Louisiana, it flooded. There are a couple of video game studios in Louisiana, right?
There's a couple.
There's a few of them. One of the independent game studios out there have been developing a game called Road Redemption, right? Road Redemption is it's sort of a love letter. Well, I'm trying to figure out. There's a game back in the day for I think the Sega Genesis maybe, that was called Road Rash.
I know I had.
Was
Road
it Genesis
Rash,
or was it for the Super Nintendo?
I had it on my Game Boy, so I'm feeling like it was. They had a Super Nintendo release.
Maybe, yeah. Anyway, it was a game where you were like on a bike. I think maybe you were on a car on some of them, and you would fight other people.
Yeah, like a chain,
like
or
a
bat.
Chain or a bat or kicks or something. It was like Paperboy, but without a bicycle and without paper. It was with guns
and with a motorcycle.
Blood.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, Road Redemption is sort of like a love letter about games like that. It's like a spiritual successor or a remake or whatever, or an homage to those that type of game, right?
Right.
And it was an early access on the PC. It was due to come out later, like I guess next month. September. That's kind of been pushed back, though, because the lead programmer, as well as some of the other developers,
like many people,
their houses are underwater. Tens of thousands of homes were completely flooded.
Like, I think, you know? I want to say NOLA newspaper reported a 75% loss for Livingston Parish.
Wow.
So.
Wow, 75% of Livingston. That, yeah. There wasn't a lot in Livingston to lose, but.
But we lost 75%
we
of
lost it. Moving on to some more news. I watched this documentary about video games a while back called Indie Game. It was like the big one. It was the big game.
Yeah, I believe I've seen Indie Game.
I think it was released in like 2006, 2005, 2007, something like that. Yeah. It talked about Braid, how Braid was like the first big indie game that didn't get any press, but then people came back and they were like, wow, that game's awesome. And then I think the creator or the company went on to make, what's it called? Transistor, I think.
Yeah. Are you thinking Bastion?
I'm thinking Bastion. Yeah.
Bastion that, Transistor.
Sorry. So maybe the guy that did Braid did Braid. But anyway, even though that was like the first one, Fez was the first indie game to really be popular with the press, right?
Press notoriety.
Yes, press notoriety. Renard, Bedard, Ethan Lee, bunch of testers, whoever, just released the final patch.
I didn't know they were still patching this thing.
9 years later, that's the thing.
Insanity.
2007, it came out in 2007. 9 years later, Fez finally got its final patch. They say it's the last one. I guess if they make another one, that would be the last one. At version 1.12, the last patch. And it's not even like game-changing patch or whatever. It's better for screen scaling. Like, it's just kind of cool that they still did it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a cool thing to just give that much love for that long to a project.
The per the write-up that Bedard says, he goes, quote, had little intention of making additional fixes or features to the game because I simply don't have the time with a kid and a full-time job. And working on Fez is getting old after 9 years. So I did want to address problems that people have with the game, but I don't want to do it for the rest of my life. I had spent enough time away from the game that I was somewhat enthusiastic about coming back to it, especially if it's at my pace and that it's my last time doing so. End quote. So it looks like he was like, I had some stuff on the burner for it. It's not like that stuff was stopping the game from working.
Right.
So cool. Thanks, Fez. Have you ever played it? You've seen it.
I've seen it. I don't own Fez.
I've never beaten it, but the game itself is a very pretty, very easy to play game. It's reminiscent of like indie games at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I watched the movie and I just have this mental connection between them, but Super Meat Boy.
Okay, I put
Fez,
the crap out of Super Meat Boy.
You know, they were around the same time, all coming to the you know, Xbox Arcade and PC and everything, or at least they were in the same movie. So I feel like they again.
Okay, on this show we throw out a lot of possible facts.
Yeah.
Have no citations.
There's this association, and I don't know that the association isn't from just watching the movie, and now that's my association with it. But if you haven't purchased a PlayStation 4, but you're thinking about it, wait. Just
definitely
wait. September 7th is when Sony is going to talk about the two new releases, the PlayStation Slim version, which is not what they're calling it. They may call it the PS4 Slim, but I don't know if that's what they're calling it. And then they're calling the Neo. Scorpio was Xbox.
Xbox, okay.
Project Neo.
I'm sorry, I get them all backwards.
Project Neo is the new 4K. Thanks.
Whoa.
The new 4K version of the PS4 is going to have 4K video. It's going to do a bunch of cool stuff.
Cool, that'll look great on my 1080p TV.
Yeah, so, you know, if you just want a PlayStation 4 for what it's been good at, get the PS4 Slim version whenever that comes out. It'll probably
Or a fat PS4.
Yeah, I mean,
they're going to drop in price.
They're going to drop in price, but it might be something like $250 to $300, which is crazy. Like, that's not a lot of money, really. I mean, it is if you don't have it, but
that's a significant amount of money.
Anyway, I bring up the Slim because a YouTuber, ZRZ, got his hands on a full retail box. Did an unboxing, did a whole video or whatever. It was really crazy that these things several weeks before it could be there. There were already pictures from an auction site, and people were like, "Well, that could be a render, that could be Photoshopped, you know, whatever." No, it's really hard to do it with a video. Much significantly harder than images or whatever. And the nice thing is, not only does this kind of confirm a lot that the pictures have shown, he boots it up and it gets to the main screen or whatever. It shows the dual shot.
That's a dedication if it's a fake.
Yeah. It shows the, and at this point I'm going to say it's not. I'm going to say somebody broke release date and just sold it or, you know, leaked it or something.
Right.
The nice thing is, we've seen the pictures. We kind of knew what to come to expect from this model because it's probably just going to go and ship and be available the same day that they release it. It's the 7th.
Right. I would expect
We see the new DualShock 4. It looks just like the old DualShock 4, except instead of having that light on the very front, it's got a light bar on the top as well. And I don't like it.
You don't like that?
I don't like it because I don't want to see the light. I don't want the light blinding, distracting me while I'm playing with the controller. You know, it's like imagine having a color changing thing, you know, and you don't want to look at that, but it's like you almost have to because it's you can dim the thing, you can dim it down, but I hope you can turn it off. I hope you can turn the light bar in the front off or on the top.
I can see that.
For those that haven't seen videos of the or the images of the new PS4 Slim. It looks like it's maybe 2 inches thick, maybe a little bit thicker than that.
I do love how Sony, this is like their thing. They release a console to make it slim.
It looks like it's got a power port. It's got the expansion port for the PS4 camera and I guess anything else that they're going to ever release for it. Mm-hmm. One HDMI, I assume HDMI 2 or HDMI, are they at 3 yet? It's non-4K HDMI, 2.1 I guess, or 2.2. Okay. And then gigabit Ethernet. Which is really, really cool. So this is not the more powerful version. This is not Neo, as it were. So that's coming out September 7th. They're announcing everything September 7th. I would love the fact that they could release it all the same day too, but I doubt they are. We haven't seen the 4K, just like we haven't seen Scorpio from Xbox yet either.
Although, I think the estimates are Scorpio is supposed to be a more powerful machine hardware-wise at this point.
I don't know.
But this argument always comes up with console wars.
Yes.
And I'm like, it doesn't matter.
It's not important.
Not per console.
It's not important. Well, so since you bring that up,
it looks
like this might be the last console generation from what people are saying. Consoles forever have just been trending more towards PCs, and now they're not even trying to hide it. They're using AMD processors. Granted, it's 8-core Jaguar, 12-core Jaguar, or hex-core Jaguar processors, but they're AMD processors. You could just as easily do that with a PC. The only thing that they're really benefiting now is the system bus, and the OS is specifically engineered to be for gaming. You know,
there's no other overhead,
right? So I mean, it's not.
But they don't perform as well as PCs anyway.
They don't perform as well as PCs, but the software is written specifically for them, so it makes sense why they're
good at
gaming.
In theory, more stable.
Right. Well, and most of the time it is at a cost somewhere else. You know, they're not as utility as PCs or whatever. But
I mean, but I will say the thing that I used to love about consoles was just be able to take a cartridge, shove it in, and play it.
Right, right.
Like,
now you have to put the disc
install it.
Or upgrade it.
Yeah, or upgrade your system.
There's always an update.
There's going to be a day one patch.
The nice thing, you know, even if you don't like PlayStation 4 or Xbox, the nice thing with the Xbox, at the very least, has been its support controller-wise with Microsoft.
Yeah.
You can, connect to a PC or a laptop or whatever, and it's a decent controller to play all your games with.
Mm-hmm. And it had a big fat dongle.
For a while, you could do that with PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4, but you had to have some like driver intermediary to act as sort of a joystick key.
Yeah, because they used Bluetooth, right?
They used Bluetooth, yes. Yeah. And you can connect to it with Bluetooth, but the problem was there was always a driver issue, and Bluetooth dongles vary in quality and performance and everything. Well, Sony's actually going to be releasing a dongle for about $25. It's going to go for sale first part of September, first half of September. PC and Mac, $25, and you will be able to connect your DualShock 4 to it wirelessly.
Nice.
Natively and wirelessly.
I still think I like the Xbox controller better still, personally.
Yeah, I don't know that I have an I don't know if I had an opinion about that. Honestly, you know,
Xbox is my it fits in my hand.
I like the PS4.
I mean, the DualShock has been around my entire life, so it always felt natural. But the Xbox, once they shrunk it off the original from like the dinner plate to the smaller version, that smaller one, I don't know, my hand, maybe it's my weird shaped hands fitting it perfectly. And it just feels more natural to me than the PlayStation.
See,
now that being said, the DualShock is a great controller.
I've been more PlayStation than I have been any other console.
Right.
And that's,
I've had original PlayStation and then I went Xbox.
Right. So all the generations were like on the 12th generation or something now, 13th generation. We're in the next generation.
TNG.
But, you know, it's always the next generation. Now, I guess it's the PNG that we're in the present generation, or TPG.
Are we just going to make acronyms night?
Anyway, after I guess, the bit error, the 16-bit error with the with the Super Nintendo, I didn't own a console up until the PlayStation 2, so I skipped that next generation.
Okay.
Not that I didn't have games, I didn't play things for it. My cousin had a regular PlayStation, and I experienced the joy of 3D, so I never had an N64 until much, much later.
Right. I never have had an N64.
I enjoyed when I did have an N64. I realized that instead of the N64, I didn't really love the N64. I understand some people had a lot of love for that.
Right.
I loved the Dreamcast. I didn't own one until it had come and gone.
The Dreamcast was an excellent console, released at a bad time.
Yes.
And that is sad.
Let's move to, I guess, the slightly... large segment of the night. No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky. I'll go ahead and throw this out there. I didn't buy it, and I'm not upset about that.
No, I bought it kind of on a whim because I wasn't going to buy it, and then I bought it, and I played it, and I enjoyed it, and then the world flooded, but I've played it since then just a little bit.
0 out of 10 would not recommend world flooded.
I've got to say, you know, I love it for what it is. It doesn't need to be the ultimate game. Star Citizen is going to be the ultimate game from what everything's going towards.
I am on that bandwagon.
You know, I'm hoping when they release Star Citizen, it's not just the singularity at that point, because we put everything we need to in a game. You can actually program another game inside the game, you know, at Minecraft or something.
Whoa.
I think people overhyped No Man's Sky.
People misunderstood No Man's Sky.
It doesn't help
things. I don't think that's people's fault.
It doesn't help when Sean Murray says things and then changes those things or doesn't quite facilitate those things. It's also kind of annoying.
I feel like Sean Murray, I think that was a big problem, is they put out all these features and stuff and then kind of shifted away.
I say Sean Murray, I just mean Hello Games. He's the main guy, but okay. I say Hello Games, or I mean Hello Games.
Yeah
it seems so, like there was a feature list.
There's managed expectations that the fan base didn't get.
Yes, and for those that don't know, effectively, you know, what they pitched was No Man's Sky is going to be this game, sprawling, infinite, nearly infinite, so big you can't explore all of it universe. You're going to start at some random point in the universe, and you follow a loosely tied together series of quests to, you know, make fuel to get towards the center of the galaxy. When you get there, apparently, you know, nothing really happens. There's this vague sense of moving progression or whatever. There's this vague sense of interacting with other cultures and other whatevers, but it's all half-baked, and it's all just so vague enough to where they can be loosey, and they can be very, I guess loose. They can be very loose with how you're interacting with things to make it seem like, oh, man, it's deep. But that's the deep is just vague. That's all it is. It's just
I feel like
vague.
That's like every indie rocker ever.
Yeah. You know, it's like the song lyrics don't mean anything, but you feel
but
like
you feel
could,
like they're so you deep. Could, you could feel
like you should interpret it. And
yeah.
In reality, what happens is it's the same 12 or 14 things you do in the game over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. But I think that's because people have this need to feel like you're progressing towards something. And they're not.
Oh, yeah, by definition.
They're not dealing, like, you know, like the storyline. They want to know what the storyline is. And the storyline is, well, the storyline might actually suck. It might not be that good at all. It might be just literally the 14 or 15 or 16 things that you're doing. The algorithms that's generating this thing, the way that things are being created, your initial discovery for everyone else to see is fantastic. I think the problem is that no one is going to go look at other people's stuff.
No.
Save for a couple, you know, really top voted Reddit posts, no one else is going to go online and find all of the No Man's Sky posts from a user. It's just not going to You know, when there's nearly an infinite universe, or you know, it's infinitely infinite, or whatever, or finite. There's so much stuff out there. There's so much crap out there. You know, there's a proportional amount
that's
of crap.
How it works, which I mean, I think people wanted what Star Citizen is trying to achieve out of No Man's Sky, and they didn't get it.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side of that, people give Star Citizen a bad rep for taking so long, but you have to realize what they're trying to do and the fact that they're coordinating multiple studios. So yeah, if you want the experience that I think people wanted from No Man's Sky, I'd look into Star Citizen. Now, note it's nowhere near completion.
I think,
but they have a very open development practice with video updates every week.
Well, that's the thing. If you want a nice multiplayer experience, don't get No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky, no.
No matter what Sean Murray or Hello Games said, don't get No Man's Sky. Get Star Citizen when it comes out. There's the multiplayer component, and there's a whole single player component. You know,
Squadron 42.
And
I do feel like I'm gonna get No Man's Sky when the price drops like $20 or $30.
That's the thing.
For
a 2.5 gig game. It's only 2.5 gigs. Mm-hmm. For 2.5 gig game, is it pretty? Yeah, it looks very good on a super widescreen
monitor. I like the art style. I personally do.
But it's not the game that you want to spend $60 on and go, this isn't as fun as Halo. It's not supposed to be as fun as anything. It's a fairly unique sort of game. You know, it's a first-person exploration walking in space simulator. So,
and again, I feel like it's a $20 indie title.
People got a little upset. But
I didn't get as upset as some people. And then some death threats.
More people gonna get upset though because we're out of time.
What?
We have to end this show. It happens every week, I guess.
Oh man. All right. Fine.
We are.
It's good to be back, guys.
We are the Experience Points Radio Show team. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And we have a website. Bear, what is the website?
ExPPoints.com. Double tap the P.
Always gotta double tap that P. We are on social media as well. Check out our landing page. At exppoints.com/social. We have Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google+, all of that stuff. Steam community, look us up. Check out some of the servers we have. It will be really, really cool. We're going to leave you with at least two songs.
We should spin up a Discord server.
We'll try. We might do that.
We will.
We're going to try to have at least three songs. We'll have at least two, though. This is The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by I Fight Dragons, and then The Will of One from 2013 by The Proto Men. If we have time, we're going to throw a Threshold by Sex Bomb off the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack in there. Again, I've been MG.
And I've been Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Experience Points. Thanks again. Have a good night.
It's been great.
This
Love
has
you
been
guys.
On Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.